Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for the week ending September the 20th, 2013. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax markets. The Capesize market shrugged off holidays in the east this week, with rates continuing to firm and the major ore shippers remaining active. The rate for early October currently stands at around $12.95, almost $1.50 more than 2 weeks ago, with talk that $13 has been done. Time charter rates hovered around the mid $30,000 daily range, and support for the last quarter prompted charterers to take period cover. Rates for short period were around $28,000 to $29,000 daily, while a Newcastlemax reportedly went for 16 to 18 months at $24,000 daily. Transatlantic rates took off this week with a 170,000 long ton 10% cargo fixed at $17.25 or $17.50 for a 20 October, 3 November cargo from Tuberau to Rotterdam. Time charter rates were in the very low $40,000 daily range, with Cargill reletting the CPO Asia to NYK for a Bolivar Continent trip at around $41,000 daily. Moving to the Panamaxes, and Atlantic sentiment remained positive, despite some disappointing rates for transatlantic cargoes during the week, particularly for committed tonnage in the US Gulf and South America. Front haul rates improved and are around $19,000 a day. Rates are set to improve further, with tonnage tight on the continent and few candidates willing to go east from there. There was talk of a Kamsarmax fixing $24,500 for a long run east, loading Finland, which is premium business. Grain houses were active in the US Gulf, with forward business being done. A cargo went from the US Gulf to China for 1.30 November at a firmer $52, and a 74,000-tonner ETA Balboa 5 October was rumoured to have been booked at $18,000 daily with an $800,000 bonus. Charterers are now talking $18,500 with $850,000 bonus. There was even talk of a ship open North Japan, fixing for a US Gulf round at $14,500 daily. Much of the transatlantic time charter activity has been for short Baltic rounds or quick transatlantic rounds. In the east, period activity continued to underpin the market, with a Kamsarmax open CJK 7-8 October fixed to a Japanese charterer for 4 to 6 months at a stronger $14,500 daily. Optimism for a strong fourth quarter led the demand. Single trip rates remained strong, especially for ships open in Japan. A post-Panamax open Japan agreed $15,000 daily for a NOPAC round, while a Kamsarmax open Qingdao fixed a NOPAC grain round at $13,500 daily. Thanks for listening.